Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. So we've had some technical changes today, and we are working with a little bit of a different microphone situation. I have a feeling you can hear the panting of my puppy a little more than usual. But know that it's strictly love coming from him. So, a couple things before we get started with the topic. We're going to be talking about change, and I'm very excited about it, mostly because I really need this conversation myself. First and foremost, if you would like to participate in the conversation, I always do my best to get to callers. 619-924-9710. We usually do that at the end of the show, last 10 minutes or so, but reserve your space. And even more than that, we today's show. Yeah, we are not today's show, but changing the time of. We're Tuesday at 7 p.m. Yeah, that'll be Atlantic Standard Time, which currently at the moment is the same until daylight savings kicks in, depending on where you are. There may be some changes there, but we've got a few months to figure all that out. So today's show, we're talking about change. A couple other housekeeping things. Those of you who are doing in-person Crystals 101 class here on the beautiful island of St. Croix, class is officially sold out. If you would like to be on the wait list, as always, drop me a PM on Facebook or email info@nowagewellness.com. Radio listeners, we can also take questions for the radio show at info@nowagewellness.com. I do have a level one Reiki training, certification training as well. My distance listener that I in the magical world of media coming soon. As always, if you want to be on the and sign up for the newsletter, I really only send when I have a new class approaching. Other than that, let's get started because this is an important thing. I am kind of awkwardly hold my computer close to my mouth so you can hear me. But that aside, our change moves towards true transformation. So transformation of ourselves and what we want, yeah? And that's part of all of the work. And I know it can be scary and frustrating, or it can be exciting. No matter what, by the it is. So we're talking about the and this topic comes up so, but mostly because I asked for change in my life. I asked for change to happen for me. And I have to laugh as I go through it of the things that I am required to do in order to make those changes happen for myself. Yeah. So it's not as easy as you think it's going to be. Actually, I do. We're going to talk about it in a little bit here. I have just been advised by my hair that I need to change the location. So you guys are walking through my home with me right now, and how interesting that we're talking about change and right as we're doing the show.
I am needing to express a bit of flexibility here. And that's kind of what life is about, yeah? Strength through flexibility. So the first question that comes up when I ask people about change is, why is it so hard? Right? And we all know that feeling. And the reality is, it's so hard because we make it hard. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. It truly, truly does not have to be. But we, as the creative beings that we are, have this amazing talent for complicating situations. Yeah. So the first thing is to realize that no matter what, when we are asking for change, it always happens on more than one level. Why? Because you are a complete being, right? So we have the four levels of the auric field that we've talked about in the past, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical levels. And me personally, when I asked for change, I looked towards money as my teacher in this particular instance, right? You guys know money is just a form of energy, and it can be one of the greatest teachers in life if we invite it in that way. Why? Because the way we do one thing is the way we do everything. So I really wanted to look at the way I was doing money, the way I was handling it in my life, the way I was inviting it in, and the places where I was saying, no, please don't come in even though I kind of want you here. Holding it at arm's length away. And so while I invited this in on a physical level, all of my work have been spiritual lessons. Yeah. So questions of, why am I holding it goodness away? Where is it I think I deserve it? Where is it I don't think I deserve it? What is my relationship with authority? What is my relationship with the universe at large? All of these things are reflected in what is going on. Yeah, so that's the first thing to realize, is when you're asking for change, even if it's a simple physical one, realize it's going to impact more of you than just one of those things. So while you were prepared for a change, say you were prepared to change your job, okay? Were you prepared for the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical things that you have attached to having that job? Because we always have attachments in that way. And because we are full and complete beings, when you change one thing, it's going to require a shift in another place. And that can be where the difficulty comes in. Yeah. That's where we create resistance. Like, yeah, I want a different job. I want to be in a place where I'm more respected. But do you want to stop and ask yourself the questions of, why have I created a situation where I do not receive respect? Why have I put myself in a place where I don't, where what is reflected to me is that I don't deserve it? Yeah, guys, when I first started out with this, the very first thing that was reflected back to me for a couple jobs in different areas, and for those of you who know me, you all know I always do more than one thing, right? So at the core of me is this spiritual work, is this healing work. But I also keep myself involved in the very practical. Why? Because I'm still shaping how my work happens. And I want to speak to you guys who are living in this society that we've created, that whole job, that aren't entrepreneurs, that are, I won't say regular people, but we're all regular people. I think you guys know where I'm going with this, right? I hope so. So with that in mind, I always do more than one thing. And because I have so many different expressions of myself that need to get out there. So I was applying for a couple jobs, and they're very much in my lane, right? They're very much in my zone of genius. I was working with people on the physical level. I have a background in dance. I have a background in rehabilitation through a very specific technique called floor bar. And the things that were immediately reflected back to me were, yeah, and it happened more than once. You know, if I did well, I would have taken true notice the first time and not blame them, but actually ask myself, how is it I've created a situation where I'm not worth it? So where is it in myself that I'm holding on to the idea that I'm not worth it? And so I started to do the work to shift my beliefs around that, to shift my sense of self-worth and connection and what I'm allowing in. Yeah? And that required me going to look back at my parents. Yeah. Which never super fun for me, but always worth it. Yeah. So it required me going back through, looking at my parents, looking at old jobs, looking at relationships of how I've set up for the universe, how I've told the universe what it is I'm worth, and actually making a shift. And guys, once you bring awareness to it, you're exactly one belief away from absolutely inviting in pure abundance in the way you are truly wanting in that moment. I brought recognition to it, and I started to make changes to heal that, which I do with crystals, I do with Reiki, and I do with the Akashic Records. And these are all services I offer at Knowledge Wellness, and this is exactly why I offer them, because they are the things that work. They are the things that will get all of your pieces on board for the changes you really want to make in your life. And after looking at that, it came up again, where someone who I've worked for years accused me of being greedy. And I was like, I wonder what that's about. And in so many ways, it's a reflection of their beliefs, especially in that situation, especially evidence there, nothing changed. We had been working super well for 3 years. It's been the same relationship. But because I asked for change, that relationship was shown to me in a new light, right? So all of a sudden, something that was probably brewing underneath there the entire time revealed itself. And then I get the option of choosing. I get the option of saying, do I want to keep myself in a situation where I'm not valued? Do I want to keep myself in a situation where you're willing to keep me around, but not for what I'm truly worth? Yeah. And these are questions you're going to want to ask yourself, is about how you want to live. And sure, that's the freedom. Absolutely. And the freedoms happen because we are emotional beings. And when the emotions start to arise and we make change, whether that's the fear, whether that's excitement, whether that's anxiety or sadness, whether we're creating ideas in our mind that the future reality can't possibly be as good as your current reality, even though you're really, really, really unhappy. Right? We do all of these things, and it's a weird little game we play with ourselves. But here's the thing to remember. You are not your emotions. Right? Your emotions are not you. They are just something you're feeling. And they are keys for us to start to pay attention. Because when that frustration surfaces, that's when you can stop and ask yourself, what's really going on here? What opportunity am I being given? What am I holding on to emotionally or mentally that I can shift to let go? Yeah, that I can shift to invite in something new? So when you are making change and that emotion starts to rise, take a breath and remind yourself that this is your moment of opportunity, right? This is the moment where you really get to consciously co-create with the universe. This is how you tell the universe, no, I'm not willing to accept anything in my life right now that does not reflect what I am truly worth. I'm not willing to accept anything in my life right now that makes me feel like crap. Yeah, I'm drawing in positivity. I'm drawing in love. So I'm going to make my choice from love. I'm going to make my choice from how it makes me feel. So that I have a life that brings out the emotions that I do enjoy. Right? because you're an emotional being, it's going to happen no matter what. But they do not define you. You know, they act as a guide. Their emotions are such a gift as they guide you through this life. One of the keys to handling one of the things that I recommend, in addition to using Reiki every day to help use change, to help bring yourself back into balance, is to absolutely cleanse your energy on a daily basis. Yeah. Why? This will help you stay grounded. And when we're connected to the earth, when we're fully embodied here, that means that we are in a position where we can create. This is how we make life happen, is when we are in this grounded position. It's really tempting to let go and to blame the universe for everything. And that's usually what happens as a result. It's super tempting to just jump into the flow and be on our magic carpet, as one of my teachers says, to ride your magic carpet through life and to not actually have to bring it into reality, right? To not actually have to bring it into your here and now. And guys, here and now is where the magic happens. Here and now is what's behind knowledge wellness. Here and now is all that there is. The moment you jump into the future of, oh my goodness, the future is not going to be better than this, or how am I going to make enough money to support myself, or who is going to love me? Whenever we jump into that, can you hear what happened to my breathing in that moment? We lose our connection. And we immediately jump into the energy of anxiety rather than stopping to take a look to see what it is that's really going on. Okay. Where it is that we've created the illusion of safety. And somehow it is in our culture that when we want to create safety, we move towards stillness. And I'm not sure why that is. This one I'm honestly not sure about. Is it because we're more comfortable in what we know? Is it because it's only when we started riding our bike that we were able to fall over? When we look at the world on the energetic level, when we look at the world on the spiritual level, guys, stagnation is where we run into trouble. And this is true of all disease, of all illness, of all feelings of being stuck, which reminds me to our last caller that we had last week. Guys, stagnation, it's kind of the enemy. That's truly how I think about it, yeah? So when there's movement, whether it's better or worse, for the energetic system, this is where you want to be. So when we're looking at illnesses, for example, after you have a Reiki session, there's always a healing period. There's always something that shifted your energy, right? So we see movement, whether it's, oh, the headache you came in with got worse before it got better, or the headache that you came in with is immediately gone. The fact that there's movement is where the healing occurs. It's when you walk in, when you walk out, exactly the same, which never happens in Reiki, but it's when you walk out exactly the same as you walk in that nothing is happening. Yeah, that's just the equivalent of being dead. You may as well not be living if you're not doing anything, right? So movement happens, change happens because we're energetic beings, and that's how energy likes to exist. Energy doesn't like to be stagnant, which means we don't like to be stagnant, no matter how much we talk ourselves into it. So we do these things and we create movement, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh my God, what's happening? I don't know what's happening. This is the unknown. These are the feelings that come up for you. Couple of things that you can look at to really help yourself out. One is your relationship to the earth, your relationship to spirit, your relationship to God. Yeah, it's one of the very first connections we make when we enter this earth, is our connection to the universe around us at large. And if you have feelings of mistrust coming up, feelings that the universe doesn't have your back, feelings that all of a sudden everything's not going to be okay, that's the relationship you want to start looking at. And it's an easy thing to look at. You know, guys, bust out your journals, write a letter to the universe, and go ahead and hash it out. Yeah, let it know where you feel like it let you down. And then when you read those things back, ask yourself what you did to create that situation, because it is always a reflection of what we do. Yeah, the universe is always looking to support us. The universe is always conspiring to support us, especially as we move through changes. The other thing is you may want to look at your relationship to authority. So if you are waiting for someone's permission to make a change, oh my goodness, we have a lawnmower action happening. I don't know if you guys can hear me. We'll give it one second to die out. And there it is. It seems like the lawn mowing is done. So the question is your relationship to authority. Yeah? Are you waiting for someone's permission to make the change you really want to make? And if this is coming up for you, if you're afraid you're going to be yelled at, you have to go back and look at your parents. Yeah. You have to go back and look at your relationship to the very first authority figures in your life and see how that same pattern is possibly presenting itself in your life today. So we've looked at creating resistance. We've looked at freaking out about the emotions that come up, right? Here's the other thing that is truly key, is most of the time, to make peace, it's just a shift in perspective that's needed, right? So in order to move through something peacefully, we usually just need to shift our perspective. It's like when I'm looking across the room here, I can see half of my desk. I can see half of the desk that is in the other room. But if I simply walk 5 feet forward, right, 5 feet positive forward motion, I can see the entire thing. I can see the entire picture. So if you are afraid of the unknown, sometimes it is simply a shift in perspective that needs to occur. And there are so many ways to be able to create that for yourself. For one, it's simply looking at the situation from another side. But if you are so buried in your emotions, you're not going to be able to do that on your own. So easy. Again, guys, I recommend the journal. Go ahead and write it out in your journal. Talk it over with a friend. And then if you are still needing help, readings are one of the things that truly shift our perspective. It's one of the most healing aspects of a reading, especially when we're talking about angel card readings, which is one of the things that I offer, because the angels are viewing from above. They're viewing from that spiritual plane. So they're able to see the big picture. They're able to see how all the pieces fall in together, even though you're only able to see that one side of the table. And that one side of the table looks scary because you're not sure what's supporting it. Well, here's the answer. There's the universe supporting it. The universe is always supporting it. But if you need a little help, readings are one of the things, one of the tools that we are now gifted in our current reality, where there's no more stigma attached to it, where you can call up your psychic reader, where you can call up Knowledge Wellness and say, hey, I need to look into the Akashic Records. I need to talk this over with the angels and be empowered to move forward with a different perspective on the situation. Okay? And I will say this as well. You know, I was referencing something that occurred at one of the JOB jobs that I have held recently. And then a few months ago, I asked to shift my money story. I asked to shift my relationship with money. And then something occurred that didn't feel good. It was actually a really crappy situation, right? And then at the end of it, one of my coworkers handed me a book that I was reading that I set aside. And he said to me very clearly, here's your heal your money story. And guys, I've never heard the universe's message so loud and clear of saying, you asked to heal this, In order to heal this, you have to let go of this particular energy we presented you with today. You have to change that energy for yourself, how you're holding it within yourself, if you really want transformation to come. And yes, that may mean leaving the security of a job you've known for years. That may mean a geographical change, but it will always definitely mean shifting your mindset and shifting your emotions to allow in what it is you are truly inviting. Right? Is that clear, guys? That yes, when we create change, we are going to have to make that change on the mental and emotional level as well. It's going to bleed out. And so that's when it gets hard. So what do we do when it gets hard? Guys, the answer is lean in. You lean into that situation. You lean into those emotions. You lean into the challenge. Because that is exactly what is going to carry you to the other side. Yeah. And we have this weird idea as human beings. You know, I'm saying this to one of my favorite students out there. I said it to you before, but we feel like in order to create change, we have to completely dislike where we are. That's not true, guys. You can move forward. You can be in a place of joy and happiness. And that's another place where we have the tendency to dig our heels and say, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay right here. It's going to be like this. Because we are energetic beings. The energy has to flow, which means there's going to be change. And yes, the change can be for even more joy than you ever imagined possible. The change can be even for more love than you ever imagined possible. So what if you walk away from a place? What if you make a change from a place while you are still feeling joyful, while you are still madly in love with it? What if you do it without having to hate the place? I know how hard this can be. Oh my gosh, we're getting into our last few seconds of the show here. So I'm going to throw some things at you pretty quickly. As always, distance Reiki is available and distance readings are available to support you through the changes that you are making in your life. Check us out on Facebook for weekly Wednesday wisdom. There's been a lot of background sounds here with our new change in the situation, so hopefully you heard the relevant parts. If not, go back and listen to the recording. We'll clean it up, and if need be, we'll do the show again. Why? Because this topic is so important, so relevant for all of us. I apologize to the callers. I haven't even had a chance to look at the phone lines with all this happening. But, guys, just know that change is the nature of the universe. And so when we lean into the change, when we embrace it, when we bring forth what it has to teach us, that's when it gets easy. That's the part that you want to resist. If you do the opposite, if you actually lean into it, that's where the joy and the transformation will come. For my crystal lovers, I'm going to throw out a couple for you. Orange calcite, smoky quartz, and citrine rubies. Yeah, we can talk about why in the near future. In the meantime, I have to go. The show is coming to an end. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tune in next week, Tuesday at 7 p.m. We'll talk to you then. Until then, have a really great right now.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about these services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.